How are you, Deb?
Hey, good morning, Tony. I'm just fine, thanks.
And the president's job was cool, but you're enjoying sitting on the other side of the president.
Absolutely. After 2 years of that intense, situation, I guess, because of budget and everything else, it's kind of nice not to have to be running all the time.
Before we talk some Ingham County topics, want to get your take on what's going on in Madison, Wisconsin, and even closer, Lansing, Michigan, with all the state union workers concerned about some changes that may be coming.
Sure.
What do you think of, what do you see as you watch this unfold?
I guess I'm not too surprised that folks are getting to the point where they need to stand up and say enough is enough. Slashing budgets repeatedly, reducing service for those in need, and trying to balance budgets on the backs of employees and basically the poor is not the way to go.
Well, if that's the case, where are we going to find funding to take care of all these issues?
I guess we need to really put our heads together and be more creative in what is right. Is now the best time to be giving anybody additional tax breaks? And at what cost to everybody else is that going to be?
Well, as that relates to Ingham County, I know that you are going to start the process, if you haven't already, to start looking at next year's budget. Have you come up with a number for a budget deficit and how you're going to deal with that?
Yes, we have a number. How we're going to deal with that, we've just gotten the number, so that's going to take some time. But we were already projecting about a $6 million loss of revenues and property taxes already. And thanks to the new governor's proposed budget, where local governments are looking at, you know, taking another hard hit, counties are going to be losing about 34% of revenue sharing. And for us, that equates to another $2 million. So we're looking at about an $8 million budget shortfall for 2012.
How are you going to deal with that?
It's going to have to be a multitude of ways. We've got to try and find a balance. I know our biggest concern continues to be saving jobs and services, and how can we best do that? And this is where it all comes down to, as well, the difference in the types of services between mandated, discretionary, and necessary.
But there are going to be cuts, and there may be some loss of jobs.
I can't say that there won't be.
Well, let's talk about another issue. Another commissioner recently was talking, and your name came up when talking about a commission. And especially two individuals who were asked to leave this board. I wanted to get your take on there. The race card was dropped. This commissioner, Randy Schaefer, believes that you dropped the race card to try and get these two individuals kicked off where they were serving so you could have someone that you wanted to step into their position. And there has been some issues between an employee for the county and these two gentlemen. I just wanted you to be able to give your side of the story.
Well, sure. Randy basically chooses to bury his head in the sand and wear blinders so he can pretty much see what he wants to see. And I think we need to really get this part clear about you talking county and county. And this is the County Road Commission and the County Board of Commissioners. And there is a definite line between what the county board's authority is over, perceived even over the road commission. Our only ability to create any kind of change at the road commission is through our appointment process. After that, the road commission has total autonomy to do what they need to do. So there's no authority in that afterwards. I also want to make sure that folks understand that the two previous commissioners, road commissioners,
Tom Mitchell and Joe Gunther?
Correct. Mm-hmm. We're not asked to leave. I also want to make sure that folks understand that they serve their time, and we really appreciate the time that they put into this, because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of responsibility. And they worked very hard to improve the lines of communication with all the townships. That is something that no one can take from them. So they've done a good job in many respects. But there have been other issues that have happened at the Road Commission, both new and old, over the years. And some of those have not been addressed. And in my mind, let me back up, they have not been addressed. So it's really up to the Road Commission members to get to the bottom of that all. But in my mind, it boils down to a lot where there's a lack of accountability, personal responsibility, and mutual respect. And that's what needs to be addressed, in my mind.
And do you believe it'll be better addressed that now that Tom Mitchell and Joe Gunther are not a part of the Road Commission?
Well, because I believe that things were not being addressed in some way, shape, or manner, that our only opportunity to bring in a different perspective or different skills, whatever it is through the appointment process. And there were only two appointments up this time, so that's what we needed to look at. We interviewed the incumbents as well as applicants, and everybody made a decision based on the information they had at the time. And I repeat, Randy Schaefer did not participate in any of that.
So, as you move forward, the issues that were in the past, there were some issues where race was involved. There is, I guess, a way policies and procedures, how they should have been followed, and in your estimation, they weren't. So the individuals who had some challenges weren't serviced.
Weren't being held accountable for some of the actions they were choosing to do, whatever the issue may have been. I hate it when people say you pull the race card, because it's far more than that. That may be involved, and it's not up to me to determine that that's the problem. That is up to the Road Commission members to get to the bottom of it, however they choose to do it. And I believe we brought in additional skills that were not available before in the makeup of that board to be able to get to the bottom of some of this.
So where do we stand with this issue? Is it dead and gone, or is it still? Are there still other challenges with it?
As far as I'm concerned, in what the County Board of Commissioners' responsibility and role in all of this, it's pretty much dead and gone. It is in the hands of the Road Commission members to address it now. And I have every confidence in their ability to do that.
All right, Deb, before we let you go, I know that the Ingham County Board of Commissioners recently allotted $122,000 to Williamston Township to help them in their efforts to have police patrols. They've contracted with Meridian Township. The taxpayers approved a rate increase so that they could have extra funds for this. Now, there was more than $600,000 set aside for those 12 other municipalities whose voters did not allow more funding. So there are some folks like Leslie Township who, where they have funds available from the county, they can't come up with the rest. So it looks like those funds are going to go back into the general fund?
That money is available until the end of this budget year. That will not be touched. It's been set aside. And the only way that could be used for anything else is if other commissioners like Randy Schaefer would choose to do something else with that along the way. And it would take 9 votes to do it, and there are not 9 votes to do that. We made a commitment to townships, and that's the bottom line.
So in order to get part of these funds, what does the township have to do?
They basically need to figure out how they want to pull some sort of a primary law enforcement program together and contract with somebody, and the money will be available.
All right. If those monies aren't used by October, where will they go?
By December.
Or December, okay. Where will they go?
I can't predict anything at this point. It could go back into the general fund, or it could be continued to set aside for townships. I think a lot of that would be determined throughout this year in terms of where folks are at. And I think we have proven that we are very flexible in trying to work with them to help them get where they need to go. So I would not predict anything with that money at this time.
Is there some place you'd like to see it go?
I would like to see it go to the townships to be able to do what they feel is necessary with regard to primary law enforcement services.
Okay. Deb, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.